Okay, thank you so much. It's great to be here in MTA again. Great to be with you. So the job is, we're supposed to say Tamin Halacha Shir today. So here's a shaila that came up. It will be a cross between Tamin Halacha and Rabbi's desk. A shaila came up. Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. A guy was learning in Eretz Yisrael for a number of years, and he planned on staying in Eretz Yisrael. He was a Ben Eretz Yisrael. He had no plans of coming back. So obviously, as a Ben Eretz Yisrael, while he's in Eretz Yisrael, he keeps one day of Yantiv. He comes back to Chutz Laaretz as a Ben Eretz Yisrael. What's the halacha? He still keeps one day of Yantiv, but he doesn't do any malacha, even Bitzina. The Mishnah Berurah says even Bitzina, you're not supposed to do any malacha. He doesn't do any malacha. It's one day insofar as he has to put on tefillin on the second day. He has to daven tefillas chol. He has to say havdalah. Things like that. But okay, so he's a Ben Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Laaretz. Now, he's been having a difficult time in Shiduchim. There aren't so many appropriate prospects for him in Eretz Yisrael. So while he was in Chutz Laaretz, someone said, you know, you're here for Ben Azmanim, you might as well start dating. And he said, you know, I'm really living in Eretz Yisrael. But he started dating at the beginning of Nisan in Chutz Laaretz. And there was a girl from his neighborhood, from his parents' neighborhood, that he was pretty well. And they were hanging out on Yantif. I don't remember which Yantif this was, but it was Yantif night, the night of the second night of Yantif, which was not Yantif for him. And that's when they were having this long conversation and they realized that they want to get married. And she has another 2 years of graduate school in America before she could even think about going to Eretz Yisrael. So he basically realized in middle of Yom Tov Sheni that he is now a Ben Chutz Laaretz, that he's not going back to Israel, that he's going to stay in Chutz Laaretz and he's going to get married. So his question was, now what do I do? Meaning I started the day as a Ben Eretz Yisrael. I finished the day as a Ben Chutz Laaretz. What's the shaila? What to daven tomorrow, right? Do I daven a weekday davening or do I daven a yontif davening the next day? It sometimes happens in the reverse. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Nassim Gestetner has a tshuva in Lahoros Nassim where he describes his own story where he went to Bnei Brak on for a yontif or for a zman. He went to learn yeshiva, and on Yom Tov Sheni, he decided that he was staying in Eretz Yisrael, that he was never going back to Chutz Laaretz. So it happens in the reverse also. So does he right away put on tefillin? Does he right away do malacha? So he had the advantage that he was in Bnei Brak and he was able to just walk over to the Chazon Ish's house and knock on the door and ask that shaila. But if you don't have the Chazon Ish in your neighborhood, right, so what do you do in that situation? So this is, it doesn't come up so much, but it's an interesting shaila. What does the shaila revolve around? Meaning, why is it even a shaila? Of course it's about, going back to our story, to our guy, of course it's about Chutz Laaretz. He just decided he's moving back to Chutz Laaretz. Why wouldn't he be a Ben Chutz Laaretz? So what the Shaila probably revolves around is, at what point do you become Chayiv in Yantiv? Does your Chayiv of Yantiv take root at the moment Yantiv starts, and whatever the Chayiv is then, that's your Chayiv for that Yantiv? Or is it like a rolling situation that every moment you have to see, what am I now? What am I now? You know, now I'm a Ben Eretz Yisrael, Ben Eretz Yisrael. Now I'm Ben Chutz Laaretz, Ben Chutz Laaretz. So do we look at this man when Yom Tov initially starts? Or do we look at the Zman that you are in currently? So there is a tshuva in Bitzel HaChachma. Bitzel HaChachma is Rabbi Sal Stern, Chelek Aleph Simon and Beis. He was a great Hungarian posek who lived in Australia. His brother was the Be'er Moshe, lived in Borough Park. The Bitzel HaChachma lived in Australia, and he discusses a case of someone who arrives from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz on Yom Tov Sheni and decides that they're saying Chutz Laaretz, basically the same Shaila. And he says, I have four rayas to be poshet this suffik. Again, what's the suffik? What's the real suffik? The real suffik is, no, what was it? What's koveya your chiyuv yantiv? Is it the beginning of the Yom Tov or is it the moment that you're in right now? What's koveya your chiyuv yantiv? Raya number one he has from a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara tries to come up with a case where a person becomes chayiv in Malachas Shabbos and chayiv in the iser of a czar serving in the Beis HaMikdash, working in the Beis HaMikdash simultaneously. Meaning normally, if a person is not a Kohen, you're not allowed to do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? It's an iser of a czar shashimesh. But, and normally, there's an issur of malacha, that anything that's not for the sake of the of a proper avodah is an issur of malacha on Shabbos that you're going to be otherwise doing in the Beis HaMikdash. But normally, your chiyuv in Shabbos comes first, right? When Shabbos started, you became chayiv in Shabbos. And then when you go into the Beis HaMikdash and you start doing the avodah and you're not a kohen, you become chayiv as a zar shashimesh. So the Gemara says, zar shashimesh b'Shabbos could be where they both chiyuvim come simultaneously. Could go into icy shtei sa'aros b'Shabbos. What if you have a boy who just turned 13, but he's not yet physically mature, so he's not yet chayiv in mitzvos? And then on Shabbos, in the middle of Shabbos, he had shtei sa'aros. He physically matured to the point where now he became chayiv in mitzvos on Shabbos. So says Gemara, da'havilu zaros b'Shabbos b'hade adadi. He became a zar, meaning an adult who's now chayiv in the Isra of serving the Beis HaMikdash, and he became Chayiv in Shabbos at the same time, because it's when he had Shtei Saros that both of those things happened. So the implication seems to be that right in the middle of Shabbos, he became Chayiv in Shabbos. That we don't say, oh, well, when Shabbos started, he was still a Katan, so he wasn't Chayiv in Shabbos. And therefore, in middle of Shabbos, it doesn't matter that he physically matures. He's off the hook for the Shabbos. No, the Gemara assumes he becomes Chayiv in Shabbos in middle of Shabbos. So says the B'tzel HaChachma, it stands to reason, the same would be true for Yantif, that even if when Yantif started, you were a Ben Eretz Yisrael, but in the middle of Yantif, you become a Ben Chutz Laretz, you become Chayiv in Yantif in the middle of the Yom Tov Sheni. Can you reject that, Raya? Good Raya, bad Raya? What's the difference between the cases? You always look for the Chilik. What's the difference between the cases? So the most obvious difference is that one is Shabbos, one is Yom Tov, right? And not just Yom Tov, but Yom Tov Sheni. So it could be that there's that chilek. There's also the fact that a katan, you have a 12-year-old. 12-year-old is Mechal Shabbos. 12-year-old is not Mechal Shabbos. What does a 12-year-old do? He keeps Shabbos. Why does he keep Shabbos? Because he's shayich to Shabbos because of chinuch. So he has some sort of connection to Shabbos, whereas a Ben Eretz Yisrael has no connection to Yom Tov Sheni. A Ben Eretz Yisrael is just pater from Yom Tov Sheni. So maybe that case is a little bit different because he was sort of connected to that Shabbos already anyhow, right? So, but that's Raya number one. Raya number two, he says, is a Mishnah in Erevin. The Mishnah in the fourth paragraph of Masechta Erevin says, Misha yashan b'derech v'lo yada shechashecha yesh alpayim amal l'kol ruach. That if a person went to sleep on Erev Shabbos, took a nap Friday afternoon, dangerous thing to do, took a nap Friday afternoon, right? And then he wakes up and it's like middle of the night. So where's his Tchum Shabbos? He was not conscious when Shabbos started. So the Mishnah says 2,000 amos from wherever he is. Even though he wasn't conscious, he takes on the Tchum Shabbos of the 2,000 amos. Says the Yerushalmi, Ger shetavol la'achar sheheira mizrach, me'achar shilu ha'yo'era yukona lo shvisa. The Yerushalmi says that if a person was sleeping, he's kona shvisa, a ger who's megayer on Shabbos is kona shvisa as well. Meaning, what if the final steps of the gerus happen on Shabbos? Goes to the mikvah for the final step of the gerus on Shabbos. So he wasn't a Jew when Shabbos started. So where is his tchum Shabbos? Right around his 2,000 amos. So says Rabbi Tzal Stern in the B'tzal HaChachma, wait a second. When Shabbos started, he was a guy. He wasn't chayiv in the Shabbos. And yet, what happened on Shabbos? He became a ger in middle of Shabbos. If you become a ger in middle of Shabbos, apparently the Yerushalmi assumes even for dinim d'rabbanon, like tchum Shabbos, you become chayiv in those dinim. So apparently the chiyuv can start right in the middle of Shabbos. Raya number three. The Arzarua in Hilchos Megillah, Siman Shin Samach Tes, Magen Avram quotes this in Archaim Sim Tafresh Pei Zayin, that what if you have a ger that's Megayer on Purim? So the Arzarua assumes that if you're Megayer on Purim night, in the middle of the night, you don't have to do the nighttime Kriyas HaMegillah because the Ikur Kriyas HaMegillah is really Biyom. But the clear implication is if you're Megayer on Purim day or a Purim night, you do have to do Kriyas HaMegillah of Purim day. Well, wait a second, when Purim started, he wasn't Jewish. So why is he chayiv in Kriyas HaMegillah? So once again, what do you see? That, new, what do you see? That the chiyuv starts. Hello? Anybody? What? whenever you become shaykh to that chiyuv, right? It does not go back to the beginning of the day. It doesn't matter that at the beginning of the day he wasn't Jewish. The chiyuv starts when it starts. So a fourth and final raya is the Rush in Maseches Moed Katan, the third paragraph, quotes from Rami Rutenberg as follows. Let's say, Rachmana Litzlan, you have a 12-year-old 2 weeks before his bar mitzvah, and his father dies, or his mother dies, 2 weeks before his bar mitzvah. So Katan is not chayiv in avelus. As soon as he becomes bar mitzvah, does he become chayiv in avelus? Or do we say no? Meaning, you wouldn't say, let's say a baby lost his mother or father, you wouldn't say on his bar mitzvah he starts observing avelus. So would you say, what about 2 weeks before the bar mitzvah? So says Maram Rutenberg, if it's within 30 days of his bar mitzvah, he has to do avelus, shiva, shloshim, the whole thing. And he starts counting the shiva from the day of his bar mitzvah, and he starts counting the shloshim from the day of his bar mitzvah. And it says it's just like a person who hears about the death of a relative a week or two after the relative dies. Now, wait a second. The beginning, the chalos of the avelus was when he was not a bar chiyuva, and yet he can catch it in the middle. He becomes a bar chiyuva in the middle, and he's got to pick it up, apparently, even though he became a bar chiyuva in the middle. And the Maram Rutenberg says the raya is from that Gemara in Yevamos that we said before, that a guy who has shtei sa'aros on Shabbos, he becomes chayiv in Shabbos and zar shashimesh at the same exact time. So they say, even though during Ben HaShemashos, he wasn't chayiv in Shabbos. So he says, same over here, even though he was a katan during the time when his parent died, he becomes chayiv on the spot. So all four rayas point in the same direction. What do all four rayas point to? That if you have this guy who was dating this girl and he realized in the middle of Yom Tov Sheni that he's going to stay in Chutz Laaretz, so what should he do? What kind of tefillah should he daven? A yantiv tefillah. And let's say he follows the shita that a ben eretz yisrael is allowed to do malacha b'tzina, which we don't paskin like, but there is such a shita. Is he allowed to do malacha b'tzina anymore? No, he's a ben chutz laaretz. And that is how Rabbi Tzal Stern concludes, and that's what, in Sefer Yom Tov Sheni Kilchaso, he quotes from the Minchas Yitzchak and Rav Eliashiv and Rav Vosner as well, that they all hold this way. However, there is another opinion, and that is the opinion of Hagon Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is quoted in the Sefer Yom Tov Sheni Kilchaso, where he writes, Mehagon Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Shamati, De'efshar Sherak B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov Sheni Da'oraisa Amrin and Shanasa Bar Chiyuva Afilu Bem Tzayom. You said before that there's a big difference between Yom Tov Sheni versus Shabbos and Yom Tov in general. Shabbos and Yom Tov is Da'oraisa. So it could be in the middle of the day, you could get on that train. You could jump on to Yom Tov Sheni. You could jump on to Shabbos in the middle of the day if you become a bar mitzvah in the middle of the day. But to jump on to Yom Tov Sheni, maybe that can't be done. Maybe Yom Tov Sheni, Shumi Drabanan, Duhu Ditali, rather, Bikabalas Avosenu. What does he mean by that? Yom Tov Sheni is a drabanan. Why do we keep Yom Tov Sheni nowadays? What's the phrase the Gemara uses? Why do we observe Yom Tov? We know when Rosh Chodesh is. Why do we do Yom Tov Sheni? Minag Avosenu Biyadeinu. That this was a Kabbalah of Avosenu. Well, were Avosenu Mekabel this? Were they Mekabel that in the middle of the day you're able to jump on the Yom Tov Sheni train? Not so clear that they were mekabel that, when it's tully on what comes min hashemayim, you know, that there's Shabbos, there's Yom Tov, and that comes midal raisa. So that is, could be that you jump in the middle of the day. But says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, maybe when it's something that's tully in minhag avoseinu biyadeinu, was there a minhag to join in Yom Tov Sheni midday? Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, I don't know of any such minhag, and therefore, maybe you do not become chayiv in Yom Tov Sheni in the middle of the day. Then Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, and I'll give you another svara, V'hosiv oda gon Rosh Shlomo Zalman b'zeh, d'yesh svara lomar, da'ben Eretz Yisrael kvar yatsa yedei chovas Yom Tov be'Eretz Yisrael. While Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that if a person started Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael, let's say, and then he crossed the date line, he moved into Chutz La'aretz, he was already Yotze Yom Tov. He's not going to have to do Yom Tov again, because he already did his Yom Tov. So this guy, right, this guy, he's a Ben Eretz Yisrael, First day of Yantif this year is Sunday, right? So Motzai Shabbos Sunday. He keeps the whole Motzai Shabbos Sunday as Yantif. Right at that point on Sunday night, what would you tell him? Job well done. You did it. Yantif is over. You kept the first days of the first day of Pesach. So once he was Yotzei, the first day of Pesach, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, I don't think you can impose on him a second time to do the same Yom Tov again. He already did that Yom Tov. He did the Yom Tov the way he was supposed to do it. So just because he became Ben Chutz Laretz, he said, I'm not sure that he becomes Chayiv in Yom Tov Sheni. So in the end of the day, it doesn't make that much of a difference because he's not going to do Malacha anyway. But in the end of the day, what you have over here is a machlokas between all the other poskim versus Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. So this guy, again, Maisa Shaya Kachaya, the guy came and asked the Shaila. I decided I'm marrying this girl on Yom Tov Sheni, and I'm staying in Chutz Laretz. So am I Chayiv in Yom Tov Sheni right now? According to Rav Vazner, according to Rav Bezalel Stern, according to the Minchas Yitzchak, yes. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, not so sure. We had four rayos, why yes. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, not so sure. Why? Because of two svaras. What was svara number one? Then it's only Drabanan, Minagav Hasein B'Yadenu, and Svara number two, maybe he was already Yotzei, his Chiyuv of Yom Tov, and you cannot impose on him another Chiyuv of Yantiv. So I think Pashtus is like all the other poskim, but it was at least an interesting Shaila. Okay, everyone have...
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.